morning I'm going to be fired tonight. Gentlemen, it's the bright, illustrious Joey Reynolds Show on a Saturday night over Cleveland's head.
All right, Reynolds.
What is it, Gates?
I just caught 3 1-ounce packages of pure heroin in your pocket.
Nice talk.
I've used it for my coffee.
How come you didn't complain about my mother tattoo?
I got a feeling you're going to be fired tonight.
No. What, them fire me?
Are you kidding? I just fired them. About the Cleveland Indians game yesterday. Yeah, they went that away. Are you ready for the number one nighttime Saturday show? All right, switch off. Welcome to America's number one nighttime radio program. No matter where we play. Let there be music!
Ever hear of a singing disc jockey 38 degrees radio? It's the big old tomorrow morning radio. Good morning, Cleveland. Between you and I, ladies and gentlemen, Ray Otis and I do not get along. You listen to him tomorrow morning and you'll hear why. The Ray Otis Show is on Wixie Radio every morning. This is the guy to wake up to because he sounds more tired than you'll ever be waking up in the morning. Ray Otis tomorrow morning. What a drag. Ray Otis is the only guy to listen to in the morning because he sounds worse than you feel. Oh, I think I said something wrong. I'm talking to a fellow on the telephone now, and the fellow's name, what is your name anyway?
David Borisek. Where'd you go to school?
You're a freshman at Cape.
You'd like to say hi to Tim Maloney.
Oh, the fellow who called in a minute ago was your pledge master.
I'm glad to hear that. And you what do you want to know? What do you think of WHK?
That's all I know.
I think Bob Friend is the only halfway decent disc jockey they have. I got to get rid of him, don't I?
Huh?
Because he's my competition at night.
But he doesn't hold too much competition.
I see. You like to voice an opinion. What is it?
You think Jim Stagg was the biggest farce there ever was.
For all those who don't know, the reason he got kicked off was
WKYC. It was KYW.
Yeah.
What did he get kicked off for?
He owned a bar in Lorain.
Is that a reason to be kicked off a radio station?
Oh, well, no. I think they had some trouble at the bar is what happened. It's been reported. Allegedly, they had some trouble at the bar. And what happened was Westinghouse, who owned KYW, did not want to be involved with it. You know, stuff like that.
Okay.
Well, everybody knows that. I mean, that's no secret. That's nothing underground. He's working in Chicago on WCFL.
Yeah, right.
He's a very good disc jockey.
Right, with Jim Runyon.
Right?
You'd like me to what?
Say hi to Ron Riley and Art Roberts at WLS.
Okay, bye.
Cleveland's got to be the hippest town in the world, friend. I'm going to get thrown out of here tonight, but it'll be hip.
Gary Lewis.
Never in